Twister. The evangelical Christian was so busy tying up his shoelace that he failed to notice the Twister fast approaching. When he finally stood up and saw dark clouds surrounded by a funnel-shaped force, he said to himself, "My Lord, is that Armageddon?" "No," said the postman, who had just put a large package in the evangelical Christian's mailbox. "It's a tornado." The package had been weighing the postman down since this morning, and he was glad to be relieved of it. "Should we take cover?" asked the evangelical Christian. "I suppose," said the postman, "but I still have all this mail to deliver." "Well, you could rest here," the evangelical Christian suggested, "and wait for the storm to pass." The postman looked up at the charcoal sky, at the leaves and twigs blowing in the unrelenting wind. The birds and animals were taking cover, and the postman decided he had better take cover, too. "I could make some tea," the evangelical Christian suggested, "and we could sit on the porch and watch the storm. If the storm should get too rough, we can take cover in the basement where there's a fruit cellar." "Sounds like a plan," said the postman as he removed the mailbag from his aching shoulder and set it beside a pot of red geraniums. The neighborhood looked like a ghost town. Not a person or car or animal in sight. The postman supposed everyone was either at work or school, and the ones who were inside probably always stayed in, even in good weather. The postman had an aunt who was agoraphobic. She lived alone and had no children. She died the way most hoped to, painlessly, peacefully, in her sleep. Because she never left the house and had no family, no one knew she was no longer alive. It was the smell of her rotting corpse that alerted her neighbors in the adjacent apartment to her condition. The postman felt guilty for not visiting his aunt more often, or taking more of an interest in her affairs. But truth be told, she had not taken any particular interest in him. You get what you give, or is it you give what you get? In either case, the postman thought, communication is a two-way street.